Oh, Lord, it's going to be a long, long podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nevin's Island Podcast, the show where four friends gather around a table, bring topics to discuss, have a good time with you, and yeah, it should be fun. As always, joining me, we have the man with the haircut, Jake Frasinelli. Yes, Jake, hey. How are you doing?
Lighter.
I feel lightheaded.
just falls backwards.
I'm not going to make the same joke I made earlier. It was
terrible.
But please.
You made it like three times make already.
It. Sorry. No, I only said it to Josh. I didn't even say it to you.
I'm pretty sure. Well, now I got to see if I heard it.
You know, it's a little short, but it'll grow on me.
See, that's what that's
are you talking about your penis? Because that won't grow.
You're done. Way to refrain. TOS. Also joining us, as always, we have the man of steel himself, Josh. Steelman, Josh, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. I'm just kind of chilling. I got a test next week, so I won't be chilling for long.
A test.
And
two, actually.
For his first official time as a full-time member of the Nevin's Island Podcast, Sir. Chase Enger. Chase, how's it going?
Sir Chase
Enger. Going fantastic.
That's amazing. Yeah. So
you should buy like the square parcel of land in Scotland and just
I
move
should.
Over Chase
yeah.
Enger.
Ooh, that'd be
oh,
nice.
Oh, oh, we'll get there.
It's
we'll,
like yeah. $60 though.
Dude, I have $60.
Yeah, I don't.
Brag about
dude,
it.
I can sell my kidney.
It's only
not
$60.
That's his entire life savings.
Oh,
plus it'll pay back a lot.
To go in and catch you up, we were doing the bracket for Super Bowls and Paul McCartney is a sir, and then we were trying to figure out what we're going to start calling this kid after he's tired all the time. It didn't make sense to call him tired all the time, basically. So we went with Sir Chase Enger.
You could just call him Tireder all the time.
Tireder. I don't think I'm tireder than Jake.
Then to call him tireder.
Chase and I stay up to similar hours of the morning, but I wake up earlier.
Yeah, that's true. So,
you fool.
I simply sleep more.
Yeah, Jake's out here going, staying up till 4 a.m., staying with Chase. Jake wakes up at like 8 for his 8 a.m. sometimes.
No, I go, okay.
No, it's never. I never
usually
wake up,
but it's just I'm behind a lecture or two, and I'm like, well, if I'm behind a lecture, I gotta catch up before I. And then that happens for like 2 weeks.
And then, yeah. And then this kid sleeps until 9 p.m. 9 p.m.
No,
no. He actually just woke up.
Yeah. There has been a day where. What's the latest you slept in until? Like, when we've been down here? 5?
Oh, I've been down here?
Yeah, just like
in our apartment. Dude, totally like 7:30.
Okay.
That was once though.
Good stuff.
When did you go to sleep?
When did I go to sleep? Like, okay, to be fair, when I went to sleep it was like 11 or 12.
Yeah,
so.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not that bad.
At that point, just stay up.
Yeah.
I was like,
reset
well, see, I tried.
And then
you did you lay in bed while you were trying?
Yes.
Rookie mistake.
So yeah, this is a show where we go bring topics together, hang out with you guys, talk to the chat, and yeah, it's a good time. Starting us off. Chase Enger, what is our first topic?
First topic would be, if you guys could play a sport, what would you play and why? And if you want to answer as well, what team and what position?
I'm starting us off strong.
He's going to start off strong.
I would want to be...
Tom Brady.
No. we're saying that
you want to play on every football team and every Super Bowl.
Ever.
I would just be Tom Brady's son. So I could make out with him and it'd be okay.
Yeah.
So we're assuming that you're gonna be like good at the sport, right?
I mean,
like,
you're
at a professional level.
You're the worst.
I mean, like,
on the team.
I mean, listen, like, you're really good. You're at the professional level, right? And like,
you're not Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're not like Hall of Fame, but like, you're there and you can improve or you could.
Like a solid third round pick.
Okay, I want to be the kicker for the Seattle Seahawks, because that would just be. One, a crap ton of fun. Seattle's a pretty solid team. Nobody hates Seattle. Nobody's like, screw Seattle. I know 49 fans aren't like...
Everyone in the NFC West.
Well, yeah, that's just divisions in general. I would want to be a kicker for them because everyone else, like if you're on the East Coast, no one's like, screw Seattle. Pete Carroll's a decent guy. Russell Wilson's awesome. And I would just be lining them up, baby. 50 yarders left and right.
Would you?
But if we're in a third string or a third round pick, hell yeah, you'd be nailing kicks if you're a kicker.
Well, if you're a kicker, you're not going to be a third round pick.
You're also getting a bag.
Speaking of kickers,
yeah.
Irrelevant fun fact: Ryan Succop, the only Mr. Irrelevant to ever win a Super Bowl.
Meaning last pick in the draft?
Yeah, 2009. He was the last pick in the draft.
Who did he win it with?
He was on the Bucks.
Oh shoot! I keep on thinking Matt Gay is still their kicker.
No, the only reason I know either of those facts, that he is on the Bucks and that he was Mr. Irrelevant. It's because he played for Tennessee for like 3 years.
Yeah, I was about to say. But yeah, no, I want to be a kicker. It's the simplest job. You're not getting tackled ever. Like, and we're assuming it's my body, but I'm just like nails at the sport. I wouldn't want to be a kicker. I don't want to get tackled by 300-pound linemen. You might get tackled like twice in your entire career. Give me, I want to be
yeah,
a kicker.
Yeah, but then they get ejected.
Exactly. And also, like, if you're in the NFL, you're making some good money. You're probably attracting some. Oh, like, you're going to be like, hey, I'm in the NFL. That's what I'm going with. Seattle Seahawks kicker. Josh, what about you? Sport and position and reasoning and whatever.
Sport. So if you know anything about me, you know I swam in high school, and that gets you in heckin' good shape. Now, not so much. But in high school, I was very in shape, and so I would probably want to
be...
you're
still in a shape.
I'm in a shape. It is
we'll
round.
Get to that topic
round
later.
But... I would probably just be like an Olympic swimmer. I think that'd be dope.
That's very fun.
And then because Olympic swimmers enjoy swimming, whereas I did not, which is why I quit.
Have you seen the relay or not the? Yes, two things.
Specific.
Have you seen the relay, like the 2004 one, where there's that absurd comeback? I saw that on TikTok the other day. Then like I was like crying.
2008.
It might have been 8. Or and then
the one with Phelps on it.
Yeah, Phelps is on it, and then that other kid that almost beat Phelps like
Ryan
twice.
Lochte.
Man, you're just nailing the names right now.
I care a lot about swimming and athletics. Athletics being like track and field.
So, would you do the relay? Would you freestyle, breaststroke, fly?
Probably just freestyle or breaststroke. Those are both pretty cool. Yo.
Well, but yeah, is it on the wheel right now? It is not on the wheel. We took it off.
So, I'd rather be a swimmer or, I think this, I just thought of this, I would be an Olympic judo competitor. Judo is dope.
That'd be
judo
sick.
Is dope.
Yeah, but that's
it for you, President Ellie.
There's no positions in judo.
Where are we heading?
Here's the thing, right? Whenever it comes to like questions like this, where it's like, oh, like the Desert Island questions or something like that, where it's like, oh, like what's your pick?
Well, I'm already the best.
I always try to like find a way that I can game the system, and for this one, I think I would want to be an Olympic triathlon runner.
Why?
Just so I could be really good at running, swimming, and biking.
But like,
nerd.
No, actually, like real answer, probably like a professional level like distance runner.
Okay. You fool! I would be an Olympic pentathlon runner, computer
hexathlon.
Name the five events of a pentathlon. I couldn't do it. Anyways,
swimming, running. Biking, swimming again, more running.
There we go. That's how they do it.
There's definitely shot put in there.
There's definitely climbing in there.
Yeah, it's like the cross country skiing where they like ski and then they shoot for some reason. I don't know.
That's biathlon.
No,
that is biathlon.
Cross country skiing.
No, cross country skiing.
I know what cross country is.
Okay, so before I was rudely interrupted, probably like a high level distance runner. Well, one just because I enjoy running, I just need to get back into it, and I'm going to tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow's the day. I'll make sure.
I've heard that
before. On every you have
out of my
from
mouth.
Me from me.
Yeah.
On every Nevin's Island podcast, I'm going to say I ran X amount of miles this week, and if the number is lower than the previous week, without
I'll slap you off screen because that's TOS.
True.
What you doing over there, man?
I'm 11.
Bro, your vibes, bro, are electrifying. You gotta stop.
Okay, so yeah, I'd probably want to be a high-level distance runner. One, just because if you're running at a high enough level, like, it's a job, but it's not your entire life, you know? Obviously, you have to pay attention to running, but you're not doing practice or whatever every day. You're just eating healthy, and then you're doing your runs. You're doing your workouts. And I'm not taking away from professional runners, but it's just... It's not being in the NFL where it literally is your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think it'd be cool to be able to run long distance in short time.
Yeah. No, dude, being a runner would be the coolest thing ever if I didn't despise it. And I know that sounds dumb, but there are people that can run and do running and do it well. And then there's the people like me that run a mile, I'm like tearing up, being like, "This just sucks right now. I'd rather do anything else."
I'd hate to sound at the risk of sounding like my cross country coach. If running is hard, run more.
Run more, yeah. Chase, where's your head at with this question? Your question.
For me, I'd play volleyball, and I'd be a setter.
Where the hell is? Oh, we played volleyball before.
I love volleyball.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He'd be on the high school team from Haikyuu.
Yeah. No, no, no. He
would be Kage. I would want to play for the Team USA in the Olympics.
I think just being an Olympic athlete. Is, dude, sick. Do you know what happens in the Olympic Olympics. Village?
Lots of sex.
Yeah. Insane amounts of sex. Because it's like, oh, you're an attractive athlete? Well, so am I.
Yeah.
Let's make you more attractive athletes. I was about
to say, if you have babies with an Olympic athlete, they're just superhuman.
The Olympics, look at all of these Swedish volleyball females. Yep. The Olympics, how interesting would it be for an Olympic swimmer?
Named Josh Steelman. All right, sorry.
The Olympics allocates, like,
as a
several thousand dollars every Olympics just for condoms.
Yes, it's insane.
Also, it has the world's largest McDonald's.
Really?
I did not know that. That's cool.
McGriddles all day.
Can we go back to the athlons? Which came first, a biathlon or a triathlon?
Well, which biathlon?
Are there multiple biathlons?
Because you can have a normal biathlon, which is just running and swimming or running and biking. But in the Winter Olympics, a biathlon is cross-country skiing and then shooting.
Okay, yeah. that's what I was going to I was going to be like, who is like triathlon? Running, swimming, biking. They were like, biathlon, what would she make it? Running? No. Biking? No. I got it. Skiing and shooting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on this.
No, I will.
But I'm pretty sure those two sporting events came from opposite parts of the world.
Okay, probably. That makes sense.
I'm going to quote you on that exactly. I'm going to be like, don't quote me on this, Jake Fresno. That's it.
You quoted me on this when I specifically asked you.
Specifically asked you. I begged.
The other thing that I was going to like cheese a little bit, esports. Ooh, I would love to pop off and just be hitting soggy 90s.
Just I'd be a professional cheerleader.
But to be an esports. I don't want to dedicate the time to be a professional esports athlete.
I mean, that's all I do anyways, so.
Why
aren't you a professional esports athlete?
He's not good!
I'm great. Dude, what if you want me, Alvin?
He is like snipers only, Rust.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, you're playing upwards of 45 hours a week of that game if you're playing at a professional level.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't seem enjoyable.
It depends if
unless
the game's good
a game
enough.
You really, really
there's, yeah. I don't think
like
there's
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Other than Rocket League, when I was like sweating Rocket League hard, I don't think there's ever been a time in my life where I'd want to play a game that much.
The only game, and I've said this before, the only game that I would do was Fortnite.
Never.
Oh, dude, that game.
Fortnite is
that game
the worst
changes
game.
Enough to go and do. Which also
that's why I hate it.
Really?
Because it's you're good and you've learned the meta? Interesting. 2 weeks later, we're going to change it and also vault your favorite weapon.
But then there's a new meta and then you get to learn it. For me, it is changing enough that I enjoy the change.
Changing metas is good, but every 2 weeks is excessive.
For me, it just is so it allows it to not get
boring. I have a new answer to the question. I would be a world-class chess boxer.
Really?
Do you know what that sport is?
Yes!
Have you heard of that sport?
Yes!
That would be so
Josh,
dope.
As a simpleton, what the hell
that's
is chess,
the new
chess boxing? Chess boxing? Yes, this is the new biathlon.
Before you say anything, I have no idea what this is.
It's
playing chess and then
it's
boxing?
It's literally like
it's
five,
a round of boxing
it's
and a
five,
round of chess.
Yeah, it's 5 minute rounds.
It's all the Ocho.
Between like boxing, like just beating the crap out of each other, and then switching immediately to like a blitz game of chess. And there's like five rounds of it. I looked up the rules one time. I don't remember them. But it's like, it's so funny.
I think you win if you get a knockout or a checkmate.
Yeah, you win if you get a knockout, or you run out of time, or you get a checkmate.
Yeah.
And it's these guys that are just, they're like heavyweight boxers, but they're also like 2,400 in chess.
Yeah, it's...
It's crazy.
They're
funny.
The best part about like chess is like the nerdy nature of it. I'm just imagining jacked people just going
Mike Tyson just fucking using a Stafford gambit.
Well, actually, look, we have this amazing thing called a green screen that we can just go and put behind us.
Ooh, I like that better.
Chess boxing.
So as you can see right here, he's using
the
Ponzi.
Can we show that? Can we
Greco
show
Piano.
The
Italian.
Hopefully it's not just like a ding dong.
Why would it just be a ding dong? Fix it.
I totally forgot. We're actually not going to show it. Cause
no, that's okay. I
made a mistake. So what I did was I put an image behind it instead of a website behind it. And that's why it's not keyed in right now.
Classic blunder.
Classic blunder. Absolute buffoon.
That would lose you a game of chess.
Yeah.
Because I deck you.
Yeah. Jake Frasnelli. Topic number two.
Damn, I was was going to go back to one of my old adages before we got into topic number two. But topic number two, kind of, actually similar to what we kind of got into towards the end of that. What is your most replayed game? That can mean your most, like, the game you have the most time spent in, just raw hours, or the game that you've played start to finish the most
amount. I will start this off because I answered it last night.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. You started off the other one too. How wow.
Yeah, I'm
wow.
sorry.
What is it, your podcast too?
Is this Nevin's Island?
I don't think so.
Yeah, who has the cup actually?
Oh, you guys totally can't see because of the bright light. All right.
That's okay.
Yeah, no one
it says
see
Nevin's
it.
Island on the.
No. Oh my gosh, Jake.
Oh my gosh.
You buffoon.
There it is.
Yeah, see, there it is.
Yo, we're on island time, baby. All right.
We're on island time.
Central time.
Yeah, that is true. If you look below. Anyways, when you go and. It wouldn't be a Jake episode without.
It wouldn't be a Jevin's Island.
Jevin's Island. But yeah, I answered this last night on the casual gaming conversation. Go and check that out.
Jazz Island.
Jazz Island?
Yeah, because of his chicken fries.
It's Jenny.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never knew that was your, like, combined name.
Tonight
what?
On
like,
Jazz
Jazz,
Island.
Like, Jazz and Ellie.
I knew that because I checked him with the nickname of,
and
for
I said
him.
Jay Nelly, and then he looked at me and he said, never say that again.
Yeah, and I was trying to think, but I'm like, Jazz. I'm like, wait a second, his name's Fresnelli, not Fresh.
No, it's just Fresh.
So
it's Jelly, spelled J-E-L-L-I.
Some jelly.
But yeah, casual gaming last night. This was one of the rapid fire questions that we did.
Excuse me.
And yeah, it was Fortnite is the answer for me because I played it from season 1 to season 5 nonstop, and then I played all of season 7, all of season chapter 2, season 1, and a little bit of the past two seasons. The different answer of single game, I would say game mode across the board, though, is Call of Duty Zombies. That game I put in not just like countless numbers of hours. Since I was 11 years old, I've been playing this game, and I still find joy playing it every single day. Fun fact, me and the Sam Ross will be streaming that tomorrow after the casual entertainment conversation with a couple other people. Come and join and hang out there. But it is a blast. Replayable as hell. I find something new and there's enough to do, enough strategies to try out, to whether it be just going for high rounds, going for Easter eggs. I freaking love both of those games. So yeah, that's my answer.
If you guys need more time to think, I can go
into that. I mean, listen, I know.
I just have a question about
yeah,
it. Is this like game genre or specific game?
It is not like shooter game.
Yeah.
But like if it's a series.
Like Call of Duty as a
yeah
series.
Yeah, you could say.
Okay. Cool, I have my answer.
Hey, I know what your answer is.
You?
Go.
Because it's Legos.
Yeah.
It's Roblox.
For me, I kind of have two answers. My
Roblox.
First one would be Garry's Mod.
Oh.
What's Garry's Mod again?
Garry's Mod is a... It's a sandbox game at its core. But there have been so many game modes made for it that like are unique to like Garry's Mod as a whole.
Yeah.
Like Trouble in Terrorist Town. Murder game
okay
mode.
Do you?
By the way, I
Dark
do.
RP.
By the way, I totally do know what Garry's Mod is. You've explained it to me before. I just need a little fresher.
Unironically, do you know what Roblox is? It's like
yes
that, except with real people.
Essentially.
Yes,
two games I hate the most in this world are Roblox and Fortnite.
And both of them have been brought up in the past.
Interesting that you say Roblox and Fortnite because my game.
But yeah, for those who don't know, I have just over 2,000 hours in Garry's Mod. Just over.
Isn't it like... No, it's 10,000 hours to be...
To
like,
master.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. All right, continue. I'm going to crank out some quick math.
It's like 86 days.
I don't want just 86 days. I want the amount of minutes.
Minutes.
I want the year.
Fair enough. It's not a year, unfortunately.
The amount of
there's
minutes?
There's an achievement for
just
that.
Just 18,000.
Achievement for spending a
or
12, year 000 in the game.
Yeah, there literally is an achievement for spending
a year.
Do
you say 800 hours or
2,000?
2,000. So it'll be...
2,000 times 60.
Exactly, so 18,000.
No. 2 times 6?
No, 180,000 minutes. 180,000 minutes. Is that what you just said? No, 120,000 minutes. Dumb math. Am I wrong?
Yeah,
it's 120.
Right.
Okay, there we go. I made it. Business
yeah
major!
I have a friend back in Texas. Shout out to Isaac Ezekiel Tepperman. That's not his actual
name. He has donated to us. Thank you very
he
much.
He has, yeah. He has, like, over 10,000 hours in TF2.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he was offered to play on, like, an esports team. Like, before it was, like, kind of, like, a big thing, He got like an offer, and he was like, "I don't want to spend my life playing video games." And now he's majoring in math.
Yeah.
Gross.
But Isaac, you're in the chat.
Yeah, yeah. Isaac, you're in the chat. But yeah, I have a
Can we get some weird champs for Isaac?
Dude, weird champ. But yeah, over 2,000 hours, and then that's like the game that I've like sunk the most time into. But I think the most replayable for me would be the Borderlands series, because I have completed Borderlands 2 and Borderlands 3 both. Probably about, like, 20 times. Like, just gone through the entire story of the game.
That's awesome.
Different characters, amazing stories, tons of guns.
Aren't the guns, like, wacky guns, like, yes. In Ratchet & Clank sort of deal?
Yeah.
Like,
and aren't they procedurally generated?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Borderlands 3, what's your opinion on Borderlands 3?
Okay, so, it's kind of hot. I mean, listen, I love the Borderlands series a lot. Yeah. And I know a lot of people don't like Borderlands 3 that much. The story, I personally like the story a lot. It had a really cool take on, like, content, like, streaming and, like, that kind of influence.
That's the reason I asked, because I saw a lot of my, like, people love this thing.
Yeah.
And there was the Borderlands show and all these different, like, mediums where I'm like, I had way more Borderlands in my life than I ever thought I was going to have in my life. But, yeah, I really enjoyed seeing what I saw from that game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Of course, there was, like, a part that I really hated, and that's because of a certain character.
Spoiler alert.
It's fine, though. It's fine. I just hate that character a lot.
Yeah.
But I think the gameplay...
as big as possible.
Like, like the gunplay in that game and the fighting is definitely a lot better than Borderlands 2. So I would put them about, like, in my opinion, like, 9 out of 10, both of them.
Nice. Josh, what game do you play the most?
I think it's my love now. So by sheer number of hours, actually, I don't know. It's probably definitely just Pokemon, like, as like a genre.
That's fair.
But for specific, like, individual game, it's definitely Smash Ultimate.
Really?
Like, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Yeah. I've put so many hours in that game, but it's like a genre.
Yeah.
And like playthrough, you can't really play through
Smash. So Bros. I have a question. You got Pokemon, like, in general.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Bros. As a whole, where does it land? Not taking Ultimate out of it, including Brawl.
Including,
and, like,
Brawl? Ooh,
Brawl and playing
Melee.
That's actually
pretty close. I never played Melee.
You never played Melee?
Never played Melee.
Oh, dude. We'll get the GameCube down here. We'll party, dude.
Never played Melee. I played a ton of Brawl. I've played through Brawl more times than I've played through a single Pokemon game. So, actually, probably Smash Bros. As a whole is... But it's probably pretty close. Like, I don't know the exact amount of time, but Pokemon was, I grinded that game as a kid, but like not actually grind, because I hate grinding games. Yeah. I just played it a ton. And then Smash, I played Brawl with my little brother so much. Shout out to Zach.
Story mode at all?
Yeah.
You playing
story
space,
mode?
Space, whatever it's called.
Subspace Emissary?
Subspace Emissary.
Yes!
So much fun. And then Ultimate, just like senior year of high school, I got really into it with my friend group, and we just played it a ton, and I still play it a lot to this day. I'm a sucker for some Smash.
Last night on Casual Gaming, we were just discussing moments and whatever about gaming and our gaming wall of shame, whatever. But I was talking about, I brought up, like, my favorite moment in gaming ever was December 8th, 2018, when Smash came out. Picking up some five guys, driving back to my friend's house, and there was like 10 of us. 8-player Smash, unlocking all the characters from like 5 p.m. Friday until like 2 p.m. Saturday. Like, we just nonstop. It was a blast.
That
game
that
perfect.
Like, I have multiple friends with multiple Switches, so we've gone through the character unlocking process a few times.
Oh, that's the best.
Dude, it's it has a special spot in my
heart. There is nothing, like, same with when Mario Kart 8 came out, we were all over my youth pastor's house, and that happened, and the amusement park that we were by opened up the next day, so we were like, game plan, Friday night, we have like 20 people over unlocking everything for the Mario Kart 8, we stayed up all night, and then we rode roller coasters on that Friday, and it was Good Friday, which we had off, then we had a service that night. I slept through the entire thing next to my youth pastor. The dude was just like 30 minutes into it. I just get like the elbow, and he just goes, he's like, really, bro? I'm like, the lights are dimmed and I'm tired, man. And he goes, honestly, I understand. I was asleep 20 minutes ago. I was like, yes, we did it. But those games, those, like, the Mario, the Switch and, like, just the general, not Mario. Nintendo knows.
Nintendo knows they're doing party games.
Yeah, not just party games. They know how to create, like, a moment that you will never
couch
forget.
Couch co-op games.
Couch co-op, but also... Everyone remembers the first and their best Pokemon game and all that. It's the best.
Yeah.
I know it's more obscure, but like Legend of Zelda.
Oh.
Do you guys have like a favorite Legend
more
of Zelda
obscure?
Game? More obscure? I would say more obscure than Pokemon.
So,
100%. Relatively, yes.
Because I've met people that know who Pikachu is, but they call Link Zelda, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes. Legend of Zelda... I would say it's probably up there in games that, obviously, I can't go back and look how many hours I spent on it, because Nintendo didn't really do that. But I would say the Zelda series, I've spent not even close to, because my first game is, I'll get into it in a second, it's just astronomical how much time I've had to spend that game. but the Zelda series, I played Phantom Hourglass, which is the ship one that isn't Wind Waker.
Yep.
I played Spirit Tracks, which is the train one. And then I played Spirit Tracks was my first as well. And then I played Ocarina of Time, the 3DS remake.
We talked about that last night. That game slaps.
And I have beaten all of those and 100%ed all of those. And I did that all before the age of 14 without the internet.
Ocarina.
Oh, without that changes things.
Ocarina. I played on the 64 because I got a 64 one day, Nintendo 64, and picked up GoldenEye, had a blast with it. Picked up Mario Party for the exact reason of having the boys over, sleepover, couch co-op. Picked up Mario Kart 64, and then it was Ocarina. This just like mythical game that everyone's talked about, the gold cartridge and everything. I'm just like,
yes,
let's do it. Let's do it. And I put that thing in, and the graphics were garbage. And
the Zelda series is probably my favorite video game series.
It's awesome. a really good one.
It's awesome.
I wish I had gotten into it sooner, because if I had gotten into it sooner, I would have definitely put so much more time into it. But I just, like, for some reason, I just wasn't interested in it, because I was just introduced to Pokemon sooner. I was like, Pokemon. Dad got, like, he got Spirit Tracks. And he played it, and he was like, you want to try? And I was like, Pokemon. And he was like, okay. And then later on, I was like, I'm kind of tired of Pokemon. I'll try Spirit Tracks. And then I tried Spirit Tracks, and I was like, this is so much fun.
I still remember just because up until, I'm trying to think about, like, the evolution of me playing video games. I'm pretty sure that Zelda was my first experience with, like, a 3D platformer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
But what about Mario, bro?
I have New Super Mario Bros. On the DS, which is two-dimensional.
Oh, dude, that game slapped, though.
That was the first game that I owned.
Wait, which game?
New Super Mario Bros. On the DS.
Ah,
yeah. It wouldn't have been Mario 3D Land, because that was on the 3DS. I definitely had Spirit Sharks on my original DS. So I'm pretty sure... Yeah.
Real quick about the New Super Mario Bros., I was absolutely mind blown when my cousin showed me that you could play as Luigi.
Really?
Yeah. He showed me. He was like, "Oh, you just press the L button," and I was like, "L for Luigi? Why didn't I think of that?"
But yeah, continuing.
So, one last thing on the Zelda game. Casual gaming last night with the like Hall of Shame. It was games we haven't played, but and like it's shameful that we haven't. My number one was Breath of the Wild because.
I have played one Zelda game. A single one, and that is Breath. Then that is Breath of the Wild, and that's have 200 hours in that game.
Yeah,
that game is phenomenal. Sorry,
nonstop played it for like 2 months.
The Switch came out, and they were just like, "We have one game, and it's worth $300 for you to buy a Switch." And everyone was
Mario Odyssey's coming out, guys.
Yeah, and like it'll be there, but it was awesome, and that was like the thing of man. I in the past 3 years Not only, like, the game of the years, but just the general great games. I've knocked off a lot of them. And that was one, though, that I'm like, I've had multiple opportunities to buy a Switch. I've had multiple opportunities where it's like, I have the money set aside for a Switch, and I just haven't pulled trigger, and so it's on my wall of shame. But what is the game you played the most?
Sorry. So I'm not like, a replayer kind of guy. I don't rewatch movies a lot. So if I rewatch a movie even two or three times, it means I really, really like the movie.
Like Iron Giant.
Like Iron Giant. Iron Giant, top five movie in my opinion for movies that I've seen.
What's number one?
I don't know. Anyways, so I've played Portal 1 through all the way at least 15 times.
Okay.
That's my game. Like, if it's 1 a.m., Chase has been in Discord with me, and it would be like 1 a.m., and I'd be like, I'm just going to play through Portal. And I'll just like speed amble through Portal in like 50 minutes and then just go to sleep. And that's just my night. And I've done that easily like 9 or 10 times.
So where does Rocket League stand in this?
So that's what I was going to get into.
Yeah, okay.
My most played game by game time, if you asked me before this break, how much, like my most, I would say, well, I have over 1,000 hours in Rocket League. Because I played that, I sweated that for a while. I was like low diamond.
I know where you're going with this.
However, I was doing the calculations in my head. Over this winter break alone, I spent over 170 hours in Minecraft.
Yeah.
And there was a time of my life where I played Minecraft at the level that I played over this past winter break for several years. From like sixth grade to the start of freshman year, all I did was go to school, eat, sleep, and play Minecraft. And that's not an exaggeration. I did not have a social life. I had four friends, and two of them played Minecraft. And I'm not joking you.
The other two do.
The other two, we played like football.
Rocket League.
I'm not joking you when I say the amount of time I've spent in Minecraft in my lifetime. You know those questions where it's like, oh, if you could know one stat about your life, like what would you want to know? And it's like somebody's like, how many near death experiences I've had, stuff like that. Mine is how many hours do I have in Minecraft? Because it is astronomical. I wouldn't. If you told me that it is over 4,000, I would believe you.
Yeah.
It is astronomical the amount of times I played that game.
Because also when you're a kid, time just doesn't exist. The days just go.
I'm still addicted to Minecraft.
Yeah.
I lost it for a couple years, and then over this break, I got the itch back after playing with my friends on a server.
The urge.
And literally, I'm sitting in my digital logic circuits class learning about like K-maps, and I'm like, I could use this to build a freaking 7-segment display in Minecraft using redstone.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going to do that this weekend. That's my Friday night plans. That's what I'm doing after
that's
this.
That's what he's doing for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
That's where I am, folks. Anyways.
Right.
Minecraft.
Third topic.
Best game. Anyways.
Third topic.
Never
Josh
into
Steelman.
Minecraft. But yes, my topic is favorite shape.
I'm gonna start this one off. Yeah. So many does not we start off, but also.
So we talked about this last night on gaming conversations.
So casual entertainment conversations. We brought up Thomas was alone.
Yeah.
And
so, but also, what shape defines you? I think is a good segue.
Okay. We can do what shape defines you.
Or
we can do best shape.
I just
want to
talk
shapes. Those are three different topics.
Yeah, I just want to talk
shape. Because best shape is a triangle. If you disagree, you're just wrong.
Dude, right?
Triangle is literally the best shape because it is the most structurally sound shape.
I disagree.
Egg shape
is
the most
structurally sound. No, you would be wrong.
Egg shape is the most structurally sound.
Arch shape.
Like an arch.
That's fair.
Okay, but triangle's cooler.
That's fair. So. I'm not fist bumping.
You're not going to fist bump me for arches? Then what will you fist bump me for, okay?
Not most things.
But are they more structurally sound than triangles, or are they just about the same level?
I think they're... I don't know. I mean...
If you drop a triangle, will it break?
If you drop an egg...
It will.
It will break.
Yeah, but...
So, that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
By the way...
Drop a triangle made of glass?
If you drop a triangle made of eggshell...
It won't break.
Yeah, have you tried to drop a triangle made of eggshell?
Have you tried to make a triangle?
I mean, triangles are just stronger numbers.
Yeah. I, two things. One, I not failed. I got a B, which basically was failing for this teacher in geometry. So my dumb ass just looked up shapes. Just being like, what's the name of the shape that I was trying to say? Couldn't get it. Trapezoid is my answer of the most badass.
You're so quirky, Nick. You're not.
I just knew you were going to say trapezoid when you said you couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah. But no, you fist bumped him, Matt. But yeah, no,
It was for my joke.
I think that it is the best shape. If it was shape that defines me, I have, if you like, the camera can attest to this, I got a triangle face going
on. Yeah, you're Phineas.
So, exactly. This is not news. But yeah, so I would have to be defined
Billie
by
Billie Eilish brother looking ass.
Whoa.
But yeah, no, that's I definitely would say I'm a triangle, but trapezoids are badass. They're like the roof of a house, but in like the desert.
How do you even calculate the area of a trapezoid, Nick?
Yeah, fake fan.
Wow. One half base.
No, you can't tell him.
Yeah,
no,
that's I was gonna get there.
Yeah,
is that yeah. Is it not one half base times height?
Nope, that's triangles. You idiot. You buffoon.
You dummy.
That's right. I know there's a B1 and a B2 in there somewhere. Cause you
have it is B1.
It's one half base times one. No. I think it's like minus.
Dude, I'm screwed. Listen,
it's like
calculate the triangle. Calculate the.
I don't care. I don't want to do geometry.
I know how to do that. I know that one.
Anyways, yeah. I would have to say my favorite shape is a rectangle, simply because bringing it back to the last topic of a game called Thomas Was Alone, and Thomas Was Alone is a game about this rectangle named Thomas. It sounds like a joke. It's such a good game. It's really such a good game. I know I've talked to you about it before.
Yeah.
It is. The creator of the game made it, and when somebody asked, like, why'd you make this game? He's like, I wanted to make a game that I didn't have to do graphics. So he got a really good narrator and put in a physics engine on some shapes, and that's the game. And it's so good. You feel emotionally attached to shapes.
That must be the, like, greatest storytelling of all time.
It's
you can
such a fucking
give
good
a damn
game.
About a circle.
It is. It's not circles. It's rectangles.
Is it just rectangles?
It's rectangles and squares.
Square.
And they each have their own powers, and they all feel, like, incomplete, but then they realize they have their place. It's such a good game.
Isn't it like the Bo Burnham joke of the squares and the rectangles and the squares?
No,
like,
it's, there's not a racist overtone.
Because this is a joke about race structure or something.
No, this is about classism in America or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Great.
But what shape defines you?
Yeah. What shape defines me? I don't know.
You're big. You could be. You're like a line. You're just a line.
You do have a rectangle.
Yeah, you're two-dimensional.
You do realize that shapes can be any size, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You're like, you're big.
Nuh-uh. Show me a big circle. You can't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think that's big.
Have you tried
is it big enough for you?
That's a sphere.
You're a sphere. I'm so
Chase, bro, you have to stop. Chase, you know what else is, you know what else is sphere?
What else is
What's a sphere?
No, I know what you're thinking.
Chase does too.
I know, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
By the way, this is what my humor has devolved to over the past, like, few months. It's just hearing something and then saying whoever said that is that, whatever they said.
So I'm just like, I like butts.
You're butts.
Like, thank you.
Yeah. Pretty much like that. It's not funny.
Or it's like, I like butts.
It's not funny, and occasionally I can't stop it.
It's just offensive sometimes.
It is simply just offensive sometimes.
There was a moment in my life where, I'm pretty sure it was all sophomore year, that was the entire moment. If you said something and then somebody repeated back in the, immediately, it's not just one person. It is everybody at that table is cracking
right?
up. Everyone in the classroom, everyone like in the general vicinity. That was my sophomore year humor. And then junior year, I was like, man, do you think that people will get funny all of a sudden? And I was like, nah, we're still going to be idiots. And finally, we moved past that moment.
Are you sure?
I still haven't.
Since you said shape and did not specify two-dimensional, am I allowed to say a three-dimensional
Good
shape?
For it. You are a three-dimensional person after all.
Dodecahedron.
What the hell is a dodecahedron?
It's a 12-sided three-dimensional shape.
Yes. No, I thought dodeca was 20.
Oh, so are you?
I thought it was like 12 or 13.
Are you like a D20 then?
It's 12 because it's do, which is like 2, dec.
Yeah, maybe it's 2 tens.
No, but it's 10 plus 2.
All right, boys. Settle down, Chase. As they're looking that up, what shape are you?
What shape?
And what's the best shape? What's the best shape?
Ready for me to be wrong?
I mean, no. I'm saying I'm not. I wasn't that like hard that I was correct. I knew
no,
it was
I
one
know.
Of the two.
I know it's also one of the two. Watch me something weird like 13.
I've already stated that mine was a triangle. Same with Josh's. I mean, listen. You got isosceles triangles. You got right triangles.
What's the other one?
I don't know.
Okay. There's isosceles triangles.
Oh, isosceles right. Equilateral.
Scalene.
Yeah, scalenes are the whack one. And then there's obtuse.
Obtuse.
Yeah. But that's the angle.
Triangle. Well, yeah,
but it still defines
the
triangle.
The three kinds of triangles are defined by sides is equilateral, isosceles, and scalene.
Yeah.
And by angle, it's acute
and
obtuse and right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And there's also equilateral because then you know it's 60, 60, 60.
Therefore, I'm going to have to go triangular prism.
So you are just like, how many sides?
Never mind, a pyramid.
Okay, pyramid, so.
Then that's...
Nick?
Triangular prism, isn't that? Oh.
Triangular prism is when it's a triangle on every side.
Guys, I told you, I got a B in geometry.
How many sides?
He goes, how many sides?
Yeah.
When he said triangular prism.
The answer's five, so...
In a triangular prism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's five.
He goes, how many sides?
Is that not...
No, it is five.
Yeah, okay.
Just the fact that you asked.
Guys, I got a B in geometry. Shout out, Mr.
Wait, then what's the one where it's a triangle on the bottom, too?
And it's a triangle on the bottom.
Isosahedron is 20.
Isosahedron, okay.
All right, so do you want to be an isosahedron,
though? No, I want to be a dodecahedron. I want to be a dodecagon, because that sounds funny. Dodecagon where? Dodecagon...
Her?
These bets in your...
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, I
got you.
I didn't say it.
You freaking got it. Woo! Oh, it's too early, man. It's only like 8 o'clock. That comes out at like 3 a.m.
True.
Oh. Is it 8 o'clock yet?
Comes out at 7:42.
It comes out at any point that I'm awake. So, yeah, about...
So, like 7:42.
Okay, nobody answered my question. What is the shape, the three-dimensional shape, where it's not a triangular prism because it's a triangle on the bottom instead of...
It's a triangle and then a point on top or a triangle on top?
No.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a pyramid, but with only three sides. Or with only four sides.
It's just a three-sided pyramid.
Yeah, it's just a three-sided
pyramid. A triangular pyramid.
Okay.
Or, yeah, that's...
A triangular prism.
No, that's the one with the square on the bottom.
No.
No.
No, I'm SpongeBob.
What's a circular pyramid called?
Circular? A cone.
So no.
You buffoon.
There you go. I was just making
it's like
a joke.
Circular
pyramid. I was setting somebody up for it.
Dude,
I
got you. If somebody right now was like life or death, how do you get the area of a cone? I'm dying.
Well, somebody asked you.
Pi r cubed. Or pi r squared. Wait, volume or area?
Well, you did. That was surface area, I think, is what you just did. Volume, 4/3 is a sphere. Yeah, 1/3 pi r cubed is a cone.
Cubed, yeah.
Surface area? Couldn't fucking tell.
Yeah.
Surface area is...
Well, it's going to be something plus pi r squared.
True.
Yep.
2
yes.
Pi r squared.
No. Okay, I didn't want to make this about math. That's I just want to make it about my stupidity. Josh, what's your shape? Who
my
are you?
Shape? I think my favorite shape... I think rhombus sounds cool.
Rhombus is just a general shape. I don't think
it's a diamond.
I'm thinking of polygon.
Polygon is a general shape. But I think rhombuses are cool.
You got somebody in chat saying tetrahedron.
Tetrahedron? What? That's like four sides, right?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Four sides.
It's a four-sided
polygon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's either Luke or Brayden.
It's not Brayden.
I believe it's Luke.
That is
Braves.
Christian.
Thanks, Christian.
Hey, Christian.
What's up?
I like tetrahedrons too.
Have we all?
Very often.
Do you want to?
Yes.
No, it's not going to say that part. No, what I'm going to ask you guys, what shape defines me?
What?
A sphere.
A sphere. Thank you. I'm so happy you also fat shame me.
Like I didn't mean to judge.
If you were an Olympic swimmer, you could be like a rectangular prism.
Yeah, I could.
Maybe even a cylinder.
You know what? I'm going the other way. I'm going with like a rectangle, but like a piece of paper. So you're 3D, but just like a piece of paper rectangle. That's what I
mean. Two-dimensional rectangle?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't have to say two-dimensional.
No, you're saying rectangular prism, but like
the rectangular prism possible.
Yeah.
So I guess. Just barely not two-dimensional.
Exactly.
You're like just Stanley.
There's just a little bit of flavor in there, you know? Because you're just the flavor of my life.
Well, I'm glad you think I'm shallow, Nick. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's got no depth, guys. It's got no depth. All right.
Fair. What do with an octagon?
Just like the...
Because there's so many sides to Josh Steelman that you just love. You just love every single side of Josh Steelman.
I'll take octagon.
Yeah, nice. I think octagon's a great shape.
Mm-hmm. And also, he tells you when to stop.
Also has the same, starting oct as an octopus. An octopus.
True. Octopi?
Fun fact.
Octopussies.
Fun fact. Octopus is at three hearts.
Yeah.
Three more than my ex-girlfriend. All right. Final topic.
I literally saw that TikTok today, Nick. You're not special.
Oh, I saw
Get
it.
Out. I don't care.
All right. Well, this is now the Josh Steelman Island.
Whoa, don't mess with my lights, bro. thank you guys for joining.
Thank you guys for joining Josh's Island. It's been real. It's been fun.
It hasn't been
real fun because of this guy.
Get him out of here. Am I right?
Speaking of this guy, what's your topic?
Ladies and gentlemen, my topic. Yeah, we weren't done yet. That's why I was trying to get the cold cut there with the joke, and then Jake was going to just softball me like you just did there. Good job. Good transition. Why
would you yeah, and thank you for fucking it up by talking about it.
My topic is, and we're going a little deeper than shapes, just a little bit. It's hard to get deeper.
Like dimensional shapes?
I was about to say the same
four
thing.
Dimensional shapes.
If you watch back the VOD, you'll see me go like...
Clip it.
This is...
Correct. I'm nuts.
What is...
Train perfect.
Perfect. And not just what's perfect. Frame I wanted, like, and this
frame
is...
Frame perfect.
I want to know
Clip,
not just...
skip.
Sleep dash.
It wouldn't be the Navizion podcast without a lot of interruptions. All right. That was part of the thing we did, the promo we did. It wouldn't be the Nevins Island press conference without one press more thing. That was the thing.
One more
We could never get it.
Yeah.
It took us like 50 takes.
It did take us like 50 takes.
It was
takes.
You the whole time.
Nuh-uh. It was you the times that I would get it. It
yeah.
was you.
what are you
never
doing
me.
Right
there? Never
Look at his small eyes.
Hi, I'm Jake.
Hi.
I can't see.
Me neither. Am I lined up?
You're lined
yeah,
up.
You're
this
good.
Kid is not. A little higher.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. What's perfect? Like, and I'm not just asking
this.
What's
a, not my vision.
Not just asking what's a 10 out of 10, but like, what is something you look at and you're like, this could not have been made better in any facet, perfect through and through.
The song "Go the Distance" from the Disney movie Hercules.
fair enough. Play or play on.
Yeah.
I got one, guys. I did it tonight.
I will always fist bump for Hercules, even if I'm joking.
I don't know if there's a single like music thing that I'm like, that's good enough. I don't even know if there's a movie. I don't even know if perfect exists. I know that sounds like hella introspective.
Well, the word you used that I think was better that you used before was masterpiece. What is a masterpiece?
Masterpiece doesn't mean perfect.
Yeah, for a
masterpiece
for me
is a better
is,
question. Cut it. Hey, Nick, speaking of whatever I said, what's your
speaking
question?
Speaking of my, here's my softball, what's your question?
Yeah, what's a masterpiece? A masterpiece is a 10 out of 10. That's what
Ooh,
I look at
you're
as
You're not supposed to answer your own question, idiot.
That's what we do on this show!
Look up the definition.
According to Google.
Jake,
Google
what's a masterpiece?
What's a masterpiece? Well, you could be like, oh, this work of art is a masterpiece, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I feel like for something to be described as a masterpiece or as perfect, it has to be subjective, you know?
Oh, of yeah. course.
You can't say, like a player in a sport played perfectly, you know?
That's what a QBR is, though. There's a perfect QBR.
You can get a QBR. Yeah, you can get yes. a perfect QBR and still throw an incompletion.
That's true. But what if you don't? Because Mohamed Sanu is perfection. The guy at quarterback, he is perfect. Uh-huh. He has not thrown an incompletion, and I'm pretty sure out of his now like six throws, four of them have gone for touchdowns.
Yeah, but
he has...
six of them haven't, so it's not perfection.
Still.
No. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like perfection is subjective. You can't objectively prove perfection.
Unless it's
like a mathematical construct, you can't objectively prove perfection.
I think you can if everybody on the planet agrees.
False.
I don't think so.
Because I will disagree with you.
Well, if everybody on the planet, if you're saying everyone has to agree for something to be perfect, then you yourself are saying it's subjective. Because the very meaning of subjective is opinion. And for people to agree, we all have to share the same opinion.
Yeah, but if every single person shares the same opinion.
Just because everyone agrees on the same subjective thing doesn't make it an objective truth.
That I'm not, exactly. But I'm saying, but does that not make it perfect? Yeah.
To you. And that's also, like, if you ask... That would be a lame question then, if it wasn't subjective.
That's
what I was asking.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, Nick, your question's stupid. Get out. For the second time.
And so for you, though, because it is subjective, what's a masterpiece for you, then?
I would say...
The song Go The Distance.
Yeah. I gotta think for a second. I would probably... The first thing that came to mind was the St. Louis Arch, or just any feat of engineering that for the... Because the St. Louis Arch was built in, like, the early 1900s.
Yeah.
It has an elevator that goes fucking sideways, which is crazy. Just any feat of engineering that feels, like, insane for the time. Or the, what was the name of it? There was this trading civilization.
Eiffel Tower.
No.
Babylon.
No.
Or
Babylon.
Pyramids.
No. What? No.
Grown Ups.
Pyramids
Grown-ups
is
too.
Another one. Pyramids is another
Pyramids
one.
Pyramids or Marvel?
But I thought it was limestone.
Limestone? No, I said it's an engineering model. M-A-R-V-E-L. I was like, limestone? What are you talking about?
So you're going with structures.
Yeah, guys. I would say anything or Stonehenge. Feats of engineering that were unprecedented at the time.
Yeah,
they
don't
created.
Have a good explanation.
Exactly.
Because the aliens built
them. Or even things that do have a good explanation. Like, The statue I'm talking about, I can't remember where it was.
Is it the Colossus of Rhodes?
Yes, actually. The Colossus of Rhodes. It was this, honestly, at this point, almost mythical, because there's hardly any evidence that it existed.
One of the seven wonders of the world.
One of the ancient wonders. Seven ancient wonders of the world.
Seven wonders of the world.
And it was this massive, massive stone statue that was created as a tribute to the god of this city called Rhodes, which was a trading city. And for the time, there was nothing like it.
Didn't also like hold a light or something?
There's been a
I
lot
think
of...
it, like I no, I'm thinking about the lighthouse.
The Statue of Liberty.
The lighthouse that took its place or whatever. I don't know. But just anything that is unprecedented for the times. And I think honestly, today making a masterpiece of like it's harder to do something like that because of technology.
So, yeah, we've come so far that it's
like
you,
I think
we have computers that are designed to make things
the next,
perfect.
This is honestly kind of a stretch. Not even a stretch. This is honestly like kind of weird to say, but I guess following my criteria, it makes sense. The next masterpiece will be landing people on Mars.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Thank you, Daddy Elon.
Daddy Musk.
For me, my masterpiece, when I asked this question, no joke, I thought entertainment stuff. So, I like entertainment. We have three shows about it.
Did you say Fortnite? So help me.
So, I want to go through a few mediums of what I believe are masterpieces. Because with this being said, I think that you nailed it on the question. Wow. By the way, I have two questions on my list of like topics. One of them is, does perfect exist? And then the other one is, what's a masterpiece? I can show you the list. And I'm like, you just merged them accidentally throughout the night.
That's why I'm here. Why he doesn't pay me.
But, where are we going first? What medium do you guys want?
What are the four mediums? You didn't give us the options.
Video games,
like...
TV, music, movies.
You just said music and movies. You don't know if there's...
You also said TV and movies.
Yeah, those are different things.
Film. What do you watch a movie on?
TV.
Idiot!
Okay, so...
At your local AMC theater for $90 for renting out the entire theater.
For... That, $90. Which we need to do one day. For movies,
They bumped it up, but it used to be $90.
$91.
For movies, I believe that there is a few perfect movies, or like, masterpieces. The Godfather, I think, is one that you can look to, and The Godfather Part 2. I think that those are like clear things that not only objectively everyone agrees that this is a feat in film and it's never been done before, but in storytelling and production, that is where I would go for movies. In music, I think it would be asinine not to bring up the Beatles in some standpoint. I would say Sgt. Pepper's is their most crazy, intense, blown out of your mind, new in music, especially for the time, especially with the finale of Day in the Life. That
Freddie Mercury in general.
Freddie Mercury in general is a good feat too. Yeah,
I remember. I don't remember where I heard this from or how long ago, so this might not even be true. But it was some AI a couple years ago analyzed like all music and all singers in popular music ever. And scored them based on like vocals, range,
yeah.
Stuff like that. And Freddie Mercury got like a 98.
Yeah.
And nobody else was like over 94 or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. By the way, Turbo, who's going to be on the podcast in 2 weeks,
huge
the snail?
Fan.
The snail? No. You are getting Ryan Reynolds to voice act on the green screen.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds just pops up as Deadpool behind us. Mm. And then
no,
for.
You said Turbo.
For TV, I'll go with video games first because that's a little bit less, that's a little bit more subjective. That's one that I think there's more tens or like masterpieces, but I'll just go with one and it's.
I know what he's gonna say. You can just skip it.
I was gonna say God of War. Is that a skip?
No, that's not a skip. I thought you were going to be like, well, no, Last of Us 2. Well,
it was either going to be The Last of Us 1 or... Because The Last of Us 2 is too, like, wishy-washy. You either think it's a masterpiece or not. God of War, the 2018 God of War. That game is looked at as, through many eyes, being, like, perfect. I would say it's perfect, but I can't find a flaw in it.
It's too difficult. I can't play it.
The combat structures, the characters, the character development, the set production, that game is unreal. Boy. And then, lastly, something that three of us have talked about on this podcast, TV. I think Avatar's a masterpiece. I think that show...
Except for The Great Divide.
Is... Even The Great Divide isn't a...
Great Divide is the one where they get stuck in the canyon with the weapons. With, like, the Nightcrawler.
That episode's kind of blunt.
That is the only episode that is not over like an 8.2 on Metacritic.
It's funny. On IMDb, it's the number 5 show ever. Like,
it's number 1.
I have no idea.
Fake fan
of IMDb.
Yeah, why would you?
For me, I would say in mediums, there's like things that you can put to, and for me, those are just 4 that I'd be like, that's a masterpiece. YouTube's Scumbags, what do we got?
Whoa. I classify as a douchebag. I think there are a few masterpieces, in my opinion. It's hard for me to, like, look at something like, yeah, this is it. So I don't have, like, a lot of them. But I feel like that's how it should be, right? Yeah. You shouldn't have too many masterpieces because...
I would say through all medium, I have 20-something. Through everything. Yeah, what's up?
Avatar, The Last Airbender, 2005, ranked at 9.2 stars, is number 12. We have Game of Thrones above it, then Cosmos, then Our Planet, then The Wire, then Blue Planet.
Who?
A bunch of nature documentaries. If I'm skipping nature documentaries and Cosmos, because that's also basically a nature documentary, you have The Wire, you have
Game of Thrones.
You have Chernobyl, you have Game of Thrones, you have Breaking Bad, you have Band of Brothers, and that's it.
Okay.
Breaking Bad makes sense.
So, then
I've been meaning to watch Chernobyl also.
Oh, by the way, when did Chernobyl come out?
Like third or fourth. Like
when did it come out?
Oh, 2012?
Really? Maybe. I thought it was later.
It could be recent.
I was supposed to watch Chernobyl in my AP Cal class after the AP test, but then he found out there was nudity in it. He was like, I can't show this.
With that being said,
2019.
That's why my stat in my head is at 5, because somebody said that, definitely excluding the other ones, and there's only 4 above that. So yeah, I would say that is an impressive feat, but continuing with what you're saying.
It's like a one-season miniseries.
The director, too, is somebody that's...
It's an amazing show. I've watched the first episode of it, and it looks amazing.
The director is doing the HBO series for The Last of Us. Then they just announced the actors for it.
I hope he doesn't fuck it up.
Pedro Pascal is playing Joel, and I'm, like, here for it. It's totally sorry.
It's all good. Game-wise... I think
you don't need to run through everything. You don't have everything.
My two masterpiece games would be Borderlands 2 and Breath of the Wild.
That's totally fair.
I would say gaming wise, definitely Breath of the Wild. And for me personally, I think Pokemon Black and White is a phenomenal game. I just think the story is really good.
Yeah, I was a Pokemon Ranger. I was a Diamond and Pearl.
That's fair. I have two masterpieces. First one. Very important. Electricity. I think that is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Indoor plumbing.
That was my second, yes. Plumbing is my second.
Remember doing the bracket.
Don't talk about it.
Yeah, that was such a fun, stupid night. That was the reason we do a show each week, so that kind of is weird. But yeah, those are our masterpieces.
They're masterpieces.
Just to throw one more in there, I would have to say the first Jurassic Park.
Okay.
The
music's unreal.
The score is masterpiece. Amazing. And just because that was the first major blockbuster movie that really utilized CGI in a way that was like kind of, I want to say, unprecedented, because it paved the way for so many more movies to start using CGI over practical effects. And the reason why it works so well is because the director, his name escapes me right now. I cannot remember.
Yeah, I gotcha.
He worked really closely
with George Lucas.
He worked really closely with the CGI directors to make sure the scenes that they were filming.
Spielberg. That's Spielberg. Why I'm like,
yeah. No, that's what I was. I was like, it's somebody I know. I should.
Yeah, it's Spielberg, yeah.
And
Chad's got a Spielberg. Yeah. Thank you.
Christian's a big Jurassic
Park. Everything character. Jurassic Park is quite pog.
Yeah, quite pog indeed.
And
Spielberg.
Just the way they blended CGI along with practical effects in that movie. Just kind of really just created the modern action movie.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah.
Because without Jurassic Park, obviously somebody else would have done it, but the fact that it went so well, the proof of concept for a movie like that, it went so well, it just watershed changed the movie industry. Because it'd be one thing if some indie movies did it, and then some movie came out and it broke even, but it didn't do too well. But the fact that it's Jurassic Park. It's a movie that 28 years later? 1993?
92 is what I'm pretty sure I saw.
So, 29 years later, 28 years later.
That's the reason I'm scared of Velociraptors.
People, like, if you say...
You're joking. I'm not joking.
Say Jurassic Park, people know Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was that big of an event and... it did all of the things that it did technologically is just so fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
So I'd say Jurassic Park is definitely, if not a masterpiece, close to it for what it was doing at the time.
And I'd like to shovel one more out there. And just like real quick,
League of Legends.
No. One Piece.
Really?
One Piece.
It's so long.
And it's so long, and yet the writing, characters, and action, superb. Everything from the first chapter has been planned out and has been amazing storytelling all the way through. Like
they just got to 1,000 and you wouldn't be surprised if they have up until 1,500 planned out.
Oh, no. Like, there's going to be, like, up to, like, we're about, like, halfway through right now.
Yeah.
And there's just so much that is just, like, storytelling-wise, phenomenal. And I just wanted to put that one
Fair
out
there. Enough.
I think a lot of Pixar movies could probably be classified as...
Toy Story 3, I, no joke, think is a masterpiece. I think it's a masterpiece. The Good Dinosaur.
I was thinking like Cars, Monsters, Inc. I think those are like masterpieces. Cars holds a special place in my heart.
Hercules. Love is a highway. Who
sings that song? Rascal Flatts. Let's keep it that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been your Nevin's Island podcast. We will be back next week live next Friday. If you like what you see, you can find it topic by topic on YouTube. All the way leading up to Friday where it comes out as a full VOD. Thank you so much for hanging out. We love you guys. We do a bunch of other shows. Check us out on YouTube. If you're like, man, I want to watch this in the car, but I don't want to watch it. I just want to put it away. We also have a Spotify page. Go check that out at the Nevin's Island Podcast. Also, Casual Entertainment and Casual Gaming are also up at Spotify's now. Go follow those pages. We love you guys. Thank you very much, and have a good Friday.